We decree and declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord even now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place even now on this new day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people here on the line, all of your people even now, and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us even now. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives even now. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works on this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being even now. We decree and declare right relationships take place right now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare the turnaround taking place even now. We decree and declare the double portion happening on this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto the path on this day. We decree and declare favor around travel as we come and as we go. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Brother Johnny, let's open up the lines, speak in our heavenly language.
I'm saying,
Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Father God, we're just thanking you for another day to come before your presence in unity. We thank you for every family that's represented on this line. Father, may all their prayers be heard and answered in due season. Father, we know that you are our strength and you are our shield. Father, we know without you, where will we be? Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for saying yes for all of us to be here. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenar Jordan, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the Jordan legacy, and we thank you for all the legacy of every family that is represented on this line. Father, we claim victory in advance. We claim the quick turnaround. We claim restoration and debt cancellation. Father, we know that all things are coming together because you have ordained it to be. Father, success is in our DNA, and we're moving forward in confidence. Father, we thank you for all things that are you opening up unto us. We thank you for working out miracles behind the scenes. Lord, we thank you for real estate favor, and we thank you for covering our children from the north, south, east, and west. We thank you for covering the homelessness, the homeless people in this season as well, Lord. We thank you for our fledgling. We thank you for prophecology. Lord, we thank you, and we get excited to know that we're entering into a new year of prosperity, and we love you to life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another opportunity to come before you, God, in prayer this morning. We're giving you thanks and thanksgiving for all the wonderful things that you do for us, Lord. And I bless your name, God. God, I want to just ask you to please remember each and every person on the line, each and every prophetess, each and every minister. Just remember your people, God, people who are listening in. Bless them in a mighty way. Touch them and strengthen them, God. And God, I also ask you to look upon those names who was on the sick list. God, touch their bodies. God, strengthen them. Give them peace in their hearts and in their minds, Lord. And let them know that your presence is with them at all times, God. And God, a special blessing for Mother Mary Jordan, who has so faithfully worked in the vineyard of her son, God. Bless her, strengthen her, God. Protect her, keep her, Lord. And I also pray for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, God, and for their vision and for all that they have to venture through, God. Just bless them, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to remember the family of Prophetess Aisha Cooper, her children. God, touch them, comfort them, comfort them, Lord, comfort those children. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you for my healing, God. And I thank you for your healing virtue that flows through the bodies of those who are ill and shut in, oh God. God, I also ask you to bless those who are homeless. Thank you for the break in the weather here in the Northeast, God. We know it's still winter and it's cold, but I thank you, God, for breaking that bone chilling cold that we were experiencing, Lord. And I ask you to look upon those people who are homeless and need shelter, God. Continue to shelter them and provide for them, Lord. Lord, look upon those who have mental challenges. Help them, Lord. They need your help. Oh, God, allow them to meet your people, people who are filled with your spirit, who can help them and guide them. And I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your goodness and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. And Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. And Lord God, I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. I thank you for just opening up the windows of heaven and pouring us out a blessing that we shall not receive, Lord God. And I just thank you for all of the things that you're doing in this earth, Lord God. I thank you for being the light to our path and the lamp to our feet, Lord God. I thank you for being our covering. I thank you for being our protection. I thank you for being our peace, Lord God. I thank you for by his stripes we are healed, Lord God. I thank you for you said, let the sick say that I'm healed, Father God. Let the weak say that I'm strong, Father God. Let the poor say that I'm rich, Father God. I thank you for the things that you're doing for us in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the promotion, Lord God. I thank you for the elevation, Lord God. I thank you for prophecology, Lord God. I thank you for the new birth, the light of rain that we're walking into, Father God. I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. I thank you for divine appointment, divine order, divine alignment, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you, Father God, for revealing the enemy's hands, Lord God. I thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, Father God. I thank you for the things that you're doing for your people, Lord God. I thank you for opening up blind eyes, opening up deaf ears, Lord God. I thank you for allowing a quick and speedy recovery, Lord God, for those who are the sick and shut in, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration, the wholeness, the completion, the revitalization, Lord God. I thank you for healing the bodies, Lord God. I thank you for blessing the relationship, Lord God, the marriages, Lord God. I thank you for blessing the children, Lord God. I thank you for removing naivete in the lives of your young people, Lord God, and letting them come into the fullness of who they are to be, Lord God. I thank you for the light that you shine on this earth, Lord God. I thank you for the light that you placed in us, Lord God, for we are the light and the salt of the earth, Lord God. I thank you for the destiny and the purpose and the plan that you've given us to do and given us to walk out in this earth, Lord God. I thank you for this call, giving us a space to pray our faith and not our fear, Lord God. I thank you for bringing forth the answer, Lord God. I thank you for the power that work within us, Lord God, and I thank you that you've forgiven us for our sins, Lord God, and I love you, Lord God, because you first loved me. Jesus, amen.
Father God, I just come to you to thank you for all that you do for each and every one of us on this call, all the partners and all of the guests that's on the line. I thank you for that. I thank you for the sick and shut-in that you are Jehovah Rapha, which will totally heal, because you said in your word, Lord, through your stripes we were healed. So I thank you for Meek Mills, Ray J. Baker, Paul and Kevin Nesbitt, Olivia Castillo, Jolay, Pamela Washington, Marcus Fugate, Ronald Blake, Tamalyn Hodge, Mother Myers, Mother Jordan, Anita Green, Pernell Applewhite, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, and Sade Wilson. I thank you in advance for everyone that's on that list that I had mentioned, and I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for their faithfulness to ministry in globalizing the prophetic, which we all are a part of. I thank you for their leadership and all the knowledge they continue to pour into us. I thank you for all the prophets that's on the line representing. I thank you that you blow a fresh wind of peace and prosperity and healing and restoration and new opportunities and new connections to all. I thank you for all of the blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us. I thank you for restoration. I thank you for the help that you give to St. Martin, California, New York, Texas, and Puerto Rico. I thank you in advance for who you are, and I thank you for creating me. I love you, Father. I thank you for conversations of peace worldwide, and I thank you for new mercies and new opportunities. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Oh, bless your name, Father God. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Psalms 40 and 11. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, Father, for preserving us this day. Thank you for keeping us, for covering us. You heal us. You favor us because you love us, Father. Thank you for the vision that you give to us to see our breakthrough, our healing, our marriages, our right relationship, our financial increase, our housing, our restoration, and our freedom, Father God. Thank you, God, for we decree and declare in this day we walk by faith and not by sight. God, you are our infinite supply. We decree and declare that we have no cap on our supply because it's limitless. We walk in victory of even healing on this day, Father God. Thank you for every season of our life, for every season is correlation even with the seasons of the weather, God. We thank you for we learn and we grow. We thank you, God, and we hold up the names that have been mentioned, the people who are established on this phone line today. Thank you, God, for Meek Mills, the covering of him, Ronald Bray, Blake, Adrian, Alicia, Frank, and Cynthia Tucker, the Cooper children, Father God, our first family, Father God. Thank you. We thank you for blessing them and keeping them. For God, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled, Father God. And we bless you for even that, God. Thank you because home is home, Father God. And thank you for we grow in your will, Father God. We do your will, Father God. If there's anything that's not of you, Father God, we rebuke it and cancel it and ask you to remove it, Father God, so that we are a vessel and a space for you, God. Let your will continuously be done in our lives, Father God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you. Cause righteousness and praise to spring forth, Father God. And we pray, God, that the earth be filled with the knowledge of your glory. And we thank you, Father God, that the nations, Father God, will begin to gather you, gather around, Father God, you, the nations, and begin to praise your name, God. We pray, Father God, for our country. We pray for our government, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will shed light, Father God, on the injustice, and you will shed light on social hierarchies, Father God. And Father God, that you will begin to open up our eyes of understanding. Gather your people, God, and send forth your spirit of truth, Father God, and cause us to begin to repent as a nation, Father God, and to repent, Father God, from our idols, God. Begin to shake the nations, God, so that we will become, Father God, subject to your spirit, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you awaken your people, God, and cause the lives of your people to be epistles, Father God, and that we will be God's in the earth, Father God, and we will be the volume of the book, Father God. Teach us your word. Teach us to discipline ourselves, God, and to walk upright before you, to walk in righteousness, Father God, that we may be vessels of honor. We ask, God, that you create in us a clean heart and that you renew a right spirit within us, God. We pray, Father God, for the partners this evening. We pray for every soul represented on the line, every family on the line, God. We pray for peace, God. We pray, Father God, for justice. We pray, Father God, for increase, God, and that you will establish your people, Father God. We pray, Father God, for victory on every side. We thank you, Father God, because we are moving into a new day, Father God, of victory. We are moving into a new day where our expectation will be met, Father. We thank you that the promises of God are so be it and amen, and that we're moving forward, Father God, and that doors are opening, God. We thank you, Father God, for new opportunities. We thank you, Father God, because you, Father God, and you alone are Lord, God. We thank you that you deal with the systems of this day, God. We thank you that you deal with spiritual wickedness in high places and systems and government and, Father God, and corruption. And we thank you, Father God, that we are, Father God, a nation under God. And, Father God, we thank you that you will shake the nations and that, Father God, you will send, Father God, your people, Father God, your mighty warriors, your ambassadors to all the nations to proclaim your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for leading us and guiding us along the way. We thank you, oh God, for ordering our step, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blotting out the sins of yesterday, Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for enlightening the burdens of all who are oppressed, God. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and our lips that we may speak, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord, for debt cancellation, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that bills paid in full, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for money ideas, oh God. We thank you, God, for money-making ideas, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our supplier, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our source, oh God. We thank you, God, for protection over us, oh Lord. We thank you, God, for covering our family, oh God. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. We thank you, God, for your crowning awareness, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for energy, motivation, oh God, inspiration, oh God. We thank you, God, for our motive, oh God. Oh God, and we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, oh Lord. And we thank you, God, for relationship healing, Jesus. We thank you, God, for the traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea, and keeping us safe wherever we may be. We thank you, God, for keeping our bodies free from harm and our souls. Oh, God, thank you. We thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace. And we thank you, God, that we could continue to bless the schools, God. Keep the schools warm in these cold days, oh God. We thank you, God, for blessing all your schools, college, and all institution of learning. We thank you, God, for fulfilling our youth with your goodness, oh God, and letting them continue to have the heart to follow you, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. We thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world. And we thank you, God, for continuing to give them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for being a hope to all countries and communities that was affected in any kind of devastation, oh God. And thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God. In your precious, mighty, and merciful name, we pray, amen and amen.
If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my presence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. We thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, God, that the mind of Christ has enveloped us, that we surrender the carnal mind and we walk in the mind of Christ. As your word declares, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We thank you, God, that in you we move, in you we live, and in you we have our being. We thank you, God, for divine movement. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us
around pitfalls, snares, traps of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that you move us into the place and area of safety. We thank you, God, that we abide in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you are refuge, you are fortress, and you are God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine protection and your divine direction. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for your overcoming power. We thank you, Lord God, for making our feet as hinds' feet, and we cross over every mountain. We thank you, Lord God, that every mountain is made low, every crooked place is made straight, every rough place is made smooth, and we pass safely over troubled waters. We thank you, Lord God, that your word declares that you lead us beside still waters, so we can say to the storm, peace be still. We thank you for victory over every obstacle, victory over every snare, victory over every challenge, victory, Lord God, over every sneak attack of the enemy. Lord God, the blood of Jesus prevails against every sneak attack. The blood of Jesus prevail against every demonic opposition. The blood of Jesus prevail against infirmity and wickedness and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We bless you, Lord God, for everyone on this call, every family, every home that's represented, Lord God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, every spirit of infirmity at the name of Jesus have to bow. Every spirit of lack, alabasha, at the name of Jesus have to bow. Every spirit of rebellion and witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoos, Yoruba, has to bow in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We bless our elders, Lord God. We cover them, and we can protect them from all calamity, falls, breaks, dementia, Alzheimer's. We cover them, my God, from heart attack, strokes. We cover them from all arthritic age diseases. We cover them in the name of Jesus from manipulations and seductions against age and elder abuse. We protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our first family and we cover them. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus prevails. The blood of Jesus cover the children. The blood of Jesus cover all of the members of the family. We speak protection. We speak direction. We speak strength. We speak encouragement. Fresh oil pour even now. Unity and healing and strength. Divine provision, God, we decree it and declare it now in the name of Jesus. We cover our leaders, our bishop, our pastor. Father God, the blood of Jesus cover them. The blood of Jesus protects, the blood of Jesus directs, and the blood of Jesus opposes every demonic attack in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for victory. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for divine breakthrough and provision. We thank you, Father God, for expansion. We thank you, Lord God, for the new business opportunities, anointing for business, anointing for expansion, anointing for breakthrough, anointing. We call every need met and every bill paid in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. People of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank you for being on the call with us. Amen. We thank you for being a yes. We thank you for bringing your needs to the altar. Amen, that it may be lifted up in the name of the Lord. We bless each of you on the call and your households. Amen. Even your jobs. Amen. God bless the works of your hands as you continue to tithe and sow your seed. Amen. Giving your first fruits and honoring the Lord with your substance. God forever will increase and bless you. Company of Prophets, thank you for being a yes and your continual support. Amen. Our leading lady thanks you. Our leading lady blesses you. Amen. And we, as we continue to stand and strengthen her hands as she continues to be the anointed neck that turns the prophetic head. Amen. Amen. What an awesome task she has before her. Amen. Amen. To stand and to walk alongside of our Archbishop. Amen. Let's look to our announcements. Amen. I ask that you stay to hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. Remember to join Archbishop Jordan every Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. for a live conference call and teaching. Amen. Pop Life Radio, join the live conference call every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. They are actually discussing and answering questions about prophecology, and also if you have any questions about how to come into the prophetic order, now is your time to ask those questions, amen, and to find your place in the place called there, amen. 8 p.m., join Prophet Joshua, amen. Phenomenal teachings, Monday through Saturday. Amen. 8 p.m. He is teaching out of his soul. Powerful teachings and prophetic words by the Company of Prophets. Prophecology, February 23rd through the 26th. People of God, you must register at www.prophecology.com. Amen. And fulfill your obligation to provide your itinerary and pertinent information so your concierge can better serve you. Amen. Also, Book of the Month 4 is on the way. You can begin to set up your Book of the Month 4 account and begin to receive the next release from our Archbishop. Amen. For 2018. Also, sow your seed at text to give at 646-762-0433. Amen. Two things. We want you to share your gifts and to support the expansion of this prayer ministry and support these conference calls, but also this is the month of our leading lady's birthday. And if you did not have an opportunity to share, amen, with her, sowing that $58 seed, sowing that $158, $258, $358, $1,058, sowing that seed, amen, to bless and encourage the woman of God and to let her know we are standing with you. Whatever God places on your heart to bring forth, we are going to carry it out. We are going to lean in, and we are going to birth it out. Amen. We want to encourage the woman of God. Amen. And strengthen her hands in this season, amen, as she stands with Archbishop, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. As they globalize the prophetic, we have to globalize this prayer ministry, amen. Prayer and prophecy equals power, equals the manifestation of promise, amen. And join Pastor Deborah again for another Midnight Cry, 12 a.m., to 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. Sow your seed, amen, and also submit your prayer request at PastorDeborahJordan.com. Amen. Let us go to God on your behalf. Let us stand with you in prayer. Lastly, please post the phone number on your Facebook page. And Prophetess Bethany, did we skip you? Okay, well, let's move forward. So your submit the phone number on your Facebook page and advertise the prayer call. But when you do, please make sure that you lift up that this is Pastor Deborah Jordan's prayer call. Amen. Please don't post it as if the people are coming to pray with you, as if it's your prayer call. That's out of order. We're standing and joining with Pastor Deborah Jordan. There is no room for self-promotion and egos. We are lifting up the name of the Lord, and we are standing with our leading lady. Amen. Did I cover everything?
Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank you so much, and have a great Tuesday. Amen. Love you to life. Amen. Bless each of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bless you.